Hi, boys and girls. Are you excited to find out what happens next in our story? I know I am. Let's jump back in. Remember how Satu was on the island and he felt a hand reach out and grab him? It was the big teacher. The big teacher scooped him up off the beach and put him in his boat. He told him to rest and not look back and quickly began rowing away from the volcano. It didn't take much for Satu to rest. He was so worn out from the fearful day he'd had. He closed his eyes as they hurried back home. Once their boat hit the shore, Hans jumped in and gave him a hug and said, "I knew you were there. I just knew it. I knew it." They quickly scrambled ashore, and the big teacher said that they could stay at his house that night. The village seemed deserted. Satu asked where everyone was. They told him Chief Meriden had had everyone leave and go to the hills to try to escape the volcano, but he hadn't let any of the Christians leave. He told them if they wanted protection, they could go to the house on the beach to the big teacher. Satu asked Hans how he knew that he was out there, by the volcano. Hans said he felt a little hurt that he didn't get to go along on the fishing trip, so he went up to their hiding place up above the beach, where he could see across the water and see the volcano. He said he noticed that the boat went there, and it looked like they dropped something off. He waited until all the villagers were out of the village and then came down and told his father what he saw. Once the fishing boat came back, with Guru Mola and Gola in it, and once they were done unloading their fish, his father quickly took out a boat of his own and went to go get Satu. Satu was so excited. "Hans, the song is true, it's true," he said. "God heard my prayers and he saved me." He explained how he'd prayed to God and had sung the song that the big teacher had taught them. "A mighty mountain is our God, a wall that will not falter." That night, they tried to sleep, but they really couldn't. The earth was shaking. There was a new spot underneath the surface of the water where they could see lava spouting out. The volcano was spitting flames everywhere. It was terrifying. The next morning, the Christians that were still in the village came back to the big teacher's house and they gathered in his flower garden and they sang and they prayed. Tama had seen when the boat came back with Guru Mola and Gola, and he ran to tell Chief Meriden what had happened. Chief Meriden was angry and didn't want to hear what he said. In fact, he told him he wasn't allowed to leave the village with the other villagers and go up to the hills. He said, "You've decided to follow the big teacher too, so you can stay here with them and go to him for protection." Tama spent a restless night. The next day, he went down to the beach and got a boat, but a shadow fell across him. He turned around and there was Chief Meriden with tears in his eyes. "You had the same thought I did, I see," he said. The two of them got in the boat and rowed out to the volcano. It was smoky and the air smelled terrible. They could barely see anything. And there across the beach was a big crack in the sand. Chief Meriden was heartbroken and they turned and went back home. Satu had been nowhere to be seen. When they got back, Chief Meriden said he was going up to the mountains to check on his people. He would go to Guru Mola's house, up behind the big teacher's. From there, he could overlook the yard where the big teacher and all the Christians were singing and praying. He could see little Marta running about like a butterfly between them. He was so worried about them. Guru Mola came up next to him and said, "One wave and they will all be swept away. What will happen to our little band of Christians? Come back next week and we'll find out."